the resurrection. It's not even the concept of the Trinity of three in one and one in three. It's what we heard today. The overwhelming grace of God. When I read this parable to youth groups or Sunday school classes or at camp, usually the first response I get from the kids is, "But that's not fair." And you all get points for not saying that instead of "Praise to you, Lord Christ," at the end of the gospel. It doesn't sound fair. And it's especially hard for us as 20th and 21st century Americans to get our brains around this and for us to get it. Because from the very beginning of our lives, we are taught the system of rewards. If you're a good girl at the dentist, you get a toy. If you're a good boy at the doctor, you get a lollipop. If you do well in kindergarten, you get a gold star. It starts when we're very young and goes through our whole lives. The better you do, the more you get. And then we run up against this parable, where God says, everyone gets the same, no matter how hard you work. And that makes us want to say, well, then why should I do any more than I have to? If the last get the same as I do, why should I spend my life worrying about what God wants? The point is that what we get from God, what God promises us, is his love and his presence with us and our presence with him. God already loves us absolutely as much as he can. And there is nothing we can do to make God love us more. It isn't like God gives us a little bit of love when we're baptized and a little more love year over year as we follow in his ways. Even before we love him, God loves us more than we can possibly imagine. God doesn't have any more of his love or any more of his presence to give. He's already given it all. And so from the very beginning and before the beginning of our relationship with God, God gives us all that he has to give. He is generous, as the parable says, and gives to us all that he has right at the start. So the answer to the question, what do we get for following God our whole lives instead of just at the very end, is we get our whole lives knowing the love of God. We get our whole lives lived in the presence of God. We get to be aware of the fact that God loves us as much as he possibly can for more of our lives. But we heard last week, we have to forgive because none of us are perfect. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The good news is, there's nothing we can do to make us love God any more than he already does. And God has already given us all of the love that he has to give. So there's nothing we can do that will make him love us less. We live our lives surrounded by the love and the presence of God. And the only thing we can do to get more of it is to make ourselves more aware of what we already have. Amen.